This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew, red hot rolling on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org, the number 7-5radio.org. We are red hot rolling once again. It is the 8th of June, 2024. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing pretty well. Getting stronger and stronger every day, I hope, but not much stronger, but time will tell.
Well, Walter, you're stronger than most people walking the planet nowadays. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners, and we have more and more of them every week. Thank you very much. First, we want to say a special shout-out to Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged women of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say good evening to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and everyone in Long Island, especially in the 2nd District of New York. Hello, one and all. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Agent Davis Giovanni Martinez of the Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services, Division of Parole, in probation, end of watch, May 31st, 2024. His killer was found alive and placed into custody in West Virginia. First story tonight, talk about the infection that never goes away, also known as one Dr. Anthony Fauci. Earlier this week, Dr. Fauci was back on Capitol Hill testifying, doing what he does best, lying, deceiving, and refusing to accept any responsibility for this mess known as COVID. Kudos to the Republicans for sticking it to Dr. Fauci and his lies, his deceit, and his inability to accept responsibility, especially to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who said, I refuse to call you Dr. Fauci. For me, you're just Mr. Fauci. Kudos, Congresswoman Greene. Anyways, my thing is, exposing Dr. Fauci is great. He's been exposed time and time again at Capitol Hill, but he never faces consequences for his actions. You got Steve Bannon, who's facing jail time for his contempt of Congress. He just didn't want to testify, but you got this idiot Fauci with a whole bunch of things I'm about to go over and nothing. Some of the things he should be brought up in charges for is, first of all, there's Freedom of Information Act violations. Fauci and his staff skirted laws concerning FOIA, using Gmail, dropping things off at his private house, and just destroying evidence. So, you know, that's a federal offense. Secondly, lying under oath. Fauci is a narcissist and has no problem lying under oath because what he says he thinks is the truth. He's lied about gain-of-function research, funding the Wuhan lab, the Wuhan lab leak, masks, alternative means of treatment, you know, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin was a no-no. Also, natural immunity, you know, that didn't work. And 6 foot, stand away from everybody. And just the lies keep going on and on and on and on. Also, kudos to Senator Rand Paul, who is a medical doctor, who just put the screws to Anthony Fauci. And, of course, whenever he's testifying, Fauci just he yells back because that's all he knows. Because, again, he refuses to accept responsibility. Third offense, ethics violations. Why was the U.S. government funding virus research at a laboratory in China? You know, contrary to the Biden administration, China is our enemy. Why did Fauci allegedly go to the CIA to push this false narrative? Why did Fauci push the vaccine and suppress any alternative medicines or natural immunity? Every healthcare worker involved with COVID, first-line workers at hospitals, doctors' offices, nursing homes, and EMTs, and so on, should all be dead. But guess what? They're still with us. This is before the vaccine came out. Anyways, one other question. How did Fauci's net worth more than double during the pandemic? Well, that's because Fauci and other NIH employees were receiving royalties. My question is, they're receiving a paycheck from the federal government doing what they're supposed to be doing, allegedly, and they're receiving royalties for research? That screams conflict of interest. Also, there's the 1.2 million Americans that died from COVID. You got negligent manslaughter on the hands of Dr. Fauci. There's also the lockdowns, mandatory vaccines, loss of jobs, loss of individual liberties, massive rates of suicide, isolation, mental illness. The list goes on and on and on. And again, Anthony Fauci refuses to accept any responsibility. Walter, what say you about this fraud?
Well, I believe that Anthony Fauci is nothing short. Well, he is short, but his actions are nothing short of criminal behavior. He was advising Mr. Trump. Dr. Birx was advising Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump would come out and hold a press conference based on what these two experts were telling him way back in the beginning. Well, it just seemed like they just wanted their 15 minutes of fame. Eventually, Dr. Birx stepped aside and let Dr. Fauci take the lead and build this pandemic, before it was named a pandemic, build it up to the worst thing since the devil first appeared. Now, the ethics committee is trying to get him to admit, and he's not going to. He won't. He won't. So what I believe needs to be done is indict him for the criminal behavior that he's committed. False statements that create a panic. I mean, you know, we have First Amendment rights. However, he put the country in a panic. He put the older people, our senior citizens, in an extreme panic because they're already vulnerable before this corona COVID-19 started. People couldn't see their family in nursing homes. They had to go outside the window like the people inside were a zoo attraction. Same thing if you were visiting your family that wasn't in any kind of a facility. You know, you would have to stand out on a patio and talk through the door, you know, just to visit your mom and dad, your kids, or your kids visiting you. This 6 feet apart thing that took off. I mean, everybody fed into this 6 feet of nonsense, even though he also said at the same time that, you know, when you breathe, the droplets, travel a lot further than 6 feet when you speak or when you sneeze or when you cough, even if you cover your face. Okay. You know, the elbow touch instead of a handshake. Who is that? The presiding supervisor on Long Island of the town of Hempstead talking to tennis players about cleaning their balls, keeping their balls clean. If you remember that, This was all based on Anthony Fauci's word. Yeah, his financial dossier has actually tripled. He was asked at the hearing if he received part of the $710 million that the farmer has made? And he said flat out, no. Well, I'm pretty sure he told the truth there, but, you know, there's after questions. Well, what did you gain from all this financially? See? So when he's asked questions, he answers them as truthfully, but on the borderline of not telling the truth. So criminal behavior needs to be addressed.
Okay, that's our first segment. When we come back, we'll talk about New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to have control of her kids. Also, the Bidens do what they do best. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Last segment was just off the chain. We could end the show right there, thanks to Mr. Yerky. Anyways, real quick, before we move to our next topic, the Supreme Court said we're not allowed to scream fire in a crowded theater. Anthony Fauci screamed fire in a crowded nation. Anyways, New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to pass a law that regulates social media companies from their algorithm geared for kids under 18 years old, which means they want Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Truth. They want their algorithms regulated by the state of New York. Now, this won't affect black kids in the Bronx because, according to Kathy Hochul, they don't know what computers are. But to me, this is nothing but a very slippery slope in the Empire State of the state government regulating all content. It is the parents' job to regulate what the kids look at, not the state of New York. And if they're just going to start regulating the algorithm towards kids under 18, what's not to say the state of New York can regulate the algorithms for everybody else due to content, hate speech, pornography, anti-Semitism, or whatever. Years ago, we had things such as HBO and Cinemax with their late-night content, and you also had the newsstands in the corner in the five boroughs selling candy, comic books, and pornographic magazines right next to each other. And the parents kept it hidden the best they could. Now, granted, mom and dad might have fell asleep because they worked all week, and the kids might watch some late-night TV, say the least. But you know, it's up to the parents. Now, my household, I have a couple kids under the age of 18, and I watch, I regulate what they watch, what they look at, and what they log on to regularly. They don't look at the, they don't look at social media per se. They're not involved in any YouTube videos. A couple of their friends have YouTube channels, but I say no, because there's sickos out there, number one. But, you know, as New York State wants to regulate what kids look at, Governor Hochul refuses to acknowledge the 800-pound felon in the room. She refused to look at the fact that bail reform failed. The streets are just an absolute disaster. You got millions of people coming in across the border, committing crimes just as well as the people who are born here, just criminally prone. You got guys getting out of jail before the paperwork is completed and sent up to court. But she wants to regulate a non-issue. That's what the left does. They want to regulate non-issues. We talked a while back. Chuck Schumer wanted to regulate a legal product, a tobacco product, to help people stop smoking. I mean, what does Chuck want to do? Want people to go back to smoking Marlboro Reds? But anyways, so New York State's falling apart. Luckily, they got rid of the congestion pricing in Lower Manhattan. That would have put businesses just out of work. They're still tolling cars and trucks on the New York State Thruway, even though once the bonds are paid off, it was supposed to be a free highway. Well, what say you about New York's chief executive doing it again?
Well, he's just taking shots in the dark at things that she might be successful for. Every time she fails, she comes up with something else that may be a little bit easier to make her say, look what I did, and it came out right. The bail reform, what do they call it, light on crime, you know, turnstile jumping, you know, littering, double parking, all that kind of stuff, has failed because now it's even worse. You know, somebody lifts a stick of bubble gum out of a grocery store and runs. You know, it used to be a crime. Okay, it's not now. Now I'm going to a low scale extreme, but you compare it to, you know, assaults. Okay, flat out robberies. It's light on crime. They're being treated like the bubble. Like the gum stick that was just stolen out of a grocery store. It ain't a big deal. Cops couldn't even, in the old days, cops would take somebody home that did that and get their ass beat by their parents. Now if a cop does that, they'll jump the cop in the hallway and beat the cop's ass. So, and that's because of the Hochul. And the previous person who was governor, I'm not going to say that POS name. And it's just destroying what used to be the greatest city in the world. Just like, you know, L.A. used to be a really, really good city. But years and years and years, I'd say, you know, almost four decades of democratic rule in California has made L.A. into what New York is going to be in the very near future. They have indicted Rudy Giuliani, who was, you know, once loved as the, you know, America's mayor. If people would look at what that man did to revive New York City back in the 90s, holy cow, you know, holy mackerel, you'd have somebody in charge that was actually doing something. Again, Donald Trump, indicted for baloney, pardon the pun, indict a man that's done so much good for this country and can still do it, but they don't want that. They don't want that. So Kathy Hochul, you know, 65 years old, I think there should be the mandatory retirement like they do with the police officers, okay, and servicemen. You know, you have to retire at 65. Your time's out. But what's good for one is not good for the other. Then again, you look on the flip side. Does the Republican Party have anybody that's interested in taking over New York State to fix it? I don't think so. I don't think that they do. If they do, well, good luck to him or her, because New York City is just continually going down in flames.
Right. Well, again, you knock it out of the park. It's in terms of bail reform and light on crime. Guess what? Governor Hochul, the executive team in Albany, all these state assembly people, senators, politicians, they don't have to worry about the crime in the streets because they live in gated communities. They're living up in Scarsdale. They're living on the Gold Coast. They're living in buildings in Manhattan with doormen. They have security. They probably have security with firearms. They probably have tooling around in a state SUV, you know, like everybody else. And then in terms of Giuliani, you know, everything you mentioned happened before September 11th, because I was living in the city under the Giuliani administration, and it was a hell of a time to be a New Yorker. The streets were clean. The budget was under control. The city was safe. The bums weren't panhandling the streets. And then, of course, 9/11, he was the face of the country, because George Bush was flying around on Air Force One, and Dick Cheney was in the bunker. But, you know, like we said before, they don't like heroes anymore. Imagine if George Patton was still alive. He would have been court-martialed and hung out to dry. In terms of the Republican Party in New York State, they all left because these idiots in New York and New Jersey and other northern states, they vote themselves out of work. So you got people like me, like you, our buddy Jack Antonio, who moved south of the Mason-Dixon line looking for work. I had to join the Navy because I couldn't find a job in the city of New York. So the GOP left because it's all one big machine. And like Mike Rakebrand says, the GOP in New York is just as bad, if not worse, than the Democrat Party, because Mike knows firsthand that he's got to pay to play with the GOP party if he wants to run for office. And if you look at the couple years ago with the governor's race, you have Andrew Giuliani, you know, name recognition alone, running for governor. And the Republican Party nominated Lee Zeldin before the primary. So that's why Andrew said, screw the Republicans. And he's 100% correct, because they shoot themselves in the foot, stab each other in the back, and then, you know, point fingers at the Democrat Party. And, you know, it's just sad. And it's people like the New York State Republican Party. It's people like John McCain. It's people like Mitt Romney that left the Republican Party and the Bush family. You know, I'm an independent. I don't belong to one party or the other. And it's two crews of the same organized crime family. Well, any final thoughts before our next break?
Well, I think that New York is just going to end up like California, the L.A. streets. So. That's about it.
Yep. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the Biden's border mess and the infamous laptop from hell. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The jury in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware has been dismissed for the day. The defense announced that Hunter's uncle, James Biden, will not be called to testify, nor will any other witnesses. Hunter's lawyers also stated that it is undecided whether he will testify, and they have until Monday to make a decision. Hunter Biden, the president's son, facing accusations of illegally purchasing and possessing a gun while addicted to drugs in 2018. This trial marks the first time in U.S. history that the child of a sitting president has faced trial. The jobs report for May has been released, surpassing analysts' expectations. The report shows that 272,000 jobs were added last month, significantly exceeding the predicted 190,000. President Joe Biden is expected to remain in Europe the next several days as D-Day commemorations continue. We get more from USA's Ryan Daniels.
Reuters reports the president, during part of his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Friday, apologized for the delay of new weapons shipments from the U.S. and other allies in the West. Ukraine's war with Russia crosses the two-and-a-half-year mark in August, with Ukrainian troops still holding a 600-mile front line. It's mostly been a bloody war of attrition all along the line for months, as neither side is gaining much ground.
The ongoing heat wave that's been engulfing much of the West with triple-digit temperatures is expected to last through the weekend and into next week. Temperatures predicted to soar to their highest levels since last summer across parts of interior California into Oregon and the Rockies, impacting a dozen states. Friday may mark the peak for cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas, where temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees above average. GameStop's meme stock saw a sharp decline Friday during a live stream hosted by the investor famously known as Roaring Kitty. As Keith Gill, his real identity, initiated the stream, shares of the video game retailer plummeted. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number is 75radio.org. Anyways, earlier this week, Joe Biden took time away from soiling himself and starting World War III to announce he's going to get tough on the border. Now, let us not forget that it was President Joe Biden who opened the border, stopped the wall from being built, and reversed all of Donald Trump's executive orders fixing the immigration crisis. Joe Biden also made Vice President Harris the border czar, and she did nothing except cackle. Now that we have no more room, no more money, and no more patience, Joe Biden wants to close the border. Too little, too late, Mr. President. You have people who came here without permission and getting prepaid debit cards, hotel rooms, and food. Meanwhile, you have firefighters that serve this nation having health problems and pass away while a member of New York's bravest get nothing. But part of his get tough on the border crisis, Joe Biden is going to limit 2,500 people a day to come in. Once they hit 2,501, they're going to start away. Now, 2,500 times 365 is 912,500 people coming in a year on top of the 30, 40, 50 million people that shouldn't be here in the first place. What kills me is that we spend more money protecting the border of Ukraine and Israel than we do the United States. Walt, what say you about this mess?
Well, what's left to say? The issues that we have, people crossing our southern borders illegally. As far as letting in 2,500 and turning away 2,501, why let 2,500 in illegally anyway? We don't have an agreement with Mexico where their citizens can become our citizens just based on I don't want to live in Mexico anymore. What we do have is they can come into our country through the proper channels, through the proper point of entry, and be recorded, state their business in our country, business, pleasure, how long you're going to be in our country, and keep tabs on as much as they can. These days, it's come on in. It's like one of the we used to call them the brownies, but I guess that's not allowed anymore. We used to direct traffic, you know, like at the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, in front of the tunnel, just waving in it with that white glove, just waving. That's all you see at our border. Okay. Yeah. Just waving them in. Just waving them in. They're following orders. Our border patrol is following orders.
Yep. The Joe Biden says letting he wants to bring more people. Right.
You know, coming across the river. You can't stop it. The only way to slow it down is to build a wall. Building a wall is never going to stop it. But it will certainly slow it down. And like you said, Biden rescinded all of the presidential orders that Trump did. He's, you know, rescinded them. Just don't pay attention. We're not building the wall. We could have had that wall built in the past 3 years since Creepy Joe took over, especially the last year or so with all the money he's been sending over to the eastern side of Europe. It's just horrible. We don't have money to build the wall. We don't have money to build the wall. The wall is a waste. The wall is a waste. Yet, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, that's what was on Clinton's mind. That's what was on Bush's mind. That's what was on Obama's mind. Build the wall. We have too many people coming in. Build the wall. Too many people coming in. As soon as Trump took over, and started building a wall. Oh, no, we can't do that because we figured out we can get these people to vote for us. Okay, we figured out that we could support those people and raise taxes on working class America. And that's exactly what's been happening. And if you don't pay, you know, your tax, they'll come and take your home away. How could you work for, you know, 35 or 40 years of your life, start collecting your Social Security and your pension, and they raise your taxes 10%? And then you don't see anything. You see the stupid questions of all these arenas that we have, Congress, the House, the Senate committee, and they ask questions and they get no answer, nothing. You get some moron sitting behind a table saying, thank you for that question, Senator, and I'll answer that question as best I can. And let's say the question was about abortion. They'll bring up 1914 when, you know, the World War One broke out and people weren't talking about abortion. Well, all the men were overseas. See, they just right. don't touch on anything. And that's exactly what Biden is doing. You know, 4 months before an election, 5 months before an election, now he's talking about the border.
Well,
listen, even the diehard Democrats have to see this like they did in 1980 when Reagan stepped up against Jimmy Carter. I mean, it's got to happen. It's got to change. But then again, they'll probably suffocate Mr. Trump with indictments and impeachments and you know, more sex scandals and you know, more about his kids being involved. And, you know, holy cow, you know, they'll probably indict Ivanka for being blonde because of what Hunter is going through now. So it's I think the Democrat Party is like a I would have to say like an organized crime syndicate. You know, you don't follow our rules, we will attack your family. You know, so.
Yep. Yep. And same thing with the Republicans. They're the same thing. They're a crime family.
Yep.
And
yep.
We're going to bring Mike on in October to talk about his ordeal with the Republican Party. But, you know, I think Biden, he figures he has enough people that came in that can vote illegally in all the blue states, because you take a city like New York or Washington, they want to let these people vote in local elections, quote unquote, local elections, but not federal elections. But we all know what's going to happen. It's like, oh, they got a ID card, a driver's license, whatever, some sort of ID. So then they can go vote, even though it's supposed to be quote unquote local elections. But they're gonna, we all know what's going to happen. And then, you know, we're going to see the steal all over again. But, you know, you get what you vote for, but nobody voted for Biden 4 years ago. Anyways, moving right along, this week, first dirtbag Hunter Biden is facing federal charges for falsifying a federal application for a firearm. And one of the pieces of evidence that the U.S. Attorney Office is putting up is the laptop from hell. The U.S. Attorney Office is using the laptop that the FBI has verified as legitimate. And we've been saying this for over 4 years that the laptop is real and not Russian disinformation. And, of course, the media was absolutely compliant and said it was fake news. But, you know, what gets me is that the people in the emails, the Cheney emails, none of them came out and said, hey, I wasn't part of that. They just kept quiet. But if you think about this, you have possible sex abuse, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, bribery, corruption, sedition, treason, and God only knows what else is on that laptop. And the only thing the feds is charging the first dirtbag is lying on a federal application. But, you know, this goes without saying, there is two tiers of justice, one for the rich and powerful and one for the rest of us, including President Donald Trump. And like I always say, nobody in D.C. goes to jail. So the trial is taking place in Delaware, and which is Biden's home state. It's like right on the street from Biden's reelection campaign headquarters. And of course, you have Jill Biden sitting in the stand rooting for her stepson. So I'm not looking forward for a guilty verdict anytime soon. Well, what say you about the first dirt bag?
Oh, you know, this guy is just a panty waste. Okay. You know, you ask a lady, he's like the thing that you throw away every month. He's disgusting. He's horrible. There's no way in the world that this man should be able to claim being son of a president.
Right. Anyways, we come back. We'll finish up with our remaining stories of the week. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Cinema 5 Radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Anyways, final story is about one of my kids. As you know, like anybody else, very concerned about my kids, and I keep them out of the limelight, like everybody, like every other normal person on this planet. I love my kids, all of them, with all of my baby moms, but I'll just leave it at that. But anyways, I found this in my inbox for one of my kids' junior high school, and more or less from the Che Guevara Middle School. It's talk about a lesson in eighth grade science class, which was not aligned with our expectation for culturally responsive teaching and providing a safe and affirming environment for all students. Apparently, a science teacher demonstrated the sound waves with the students by using a leather whip. Now, students were also allowed to use the whip. Anyways, this activity is not concluded as part of the pre-approved local school system science curriculum. And in the email, it says, "We recognize that the way in which this science concept was demonstrated caused emotional harm to some of our students. The intent of the lesson did not match the outcome." And what I don't understand is that the kids just used the leather whip to make the sound, you know, going faster than the speed of sound. No children were whipped. No N-words were dropped. It wasn't a reenactment of a scene from Roots or Django Unchained, but you can't use a leather whip to demonstrate the speed of sound in a science class. But again, like what Cal Thomas told me so many years ago, get your kids out of public schools. Unfortunately, my situation, I'm just unable to afford private schools. And so, anyways, if you go on the website, you can see the emails that were sent to me. Changed the name of the school system to the politically correct school system. The name of the school is the Che Guevara Middle School. And the principal's name is a dummy. But, I mean, you can't do science anymore because it's emotionally harming the children, even though no students were harmed. And, you know, kids want to be kids. They want to play with whips. They want to be Indiana Jones or Zorro. They want to go out and have fun and climb trees and get bumps, bruises, and scrapes and jump things on their bicycles they shouldn't jump and so on and so forth. But, anyways, so using a whip caused emotional harm. But, I mean, that's our public schools. That's why China and everybody else coming across that border just waiting to take over like tomorrow. Well, what say you about the no use of whips in school?
You know, a whip is a whip. It's a weapon. You know, to me, I don't believe in corporal punishment in the schools. I don't. Never did. I made that known in my school system down here when my son was going through it, and I'd receive nothing but negative back from the teachers. Teachers would tell me, well, you know, I got some guys in high school that if I gave them corporal punishment, they would have, you know, they would have been better behaved, you know, by the time they got to high school. And I'm like, well, scientifically prove it to me. Whips. You know, you want to talk about slavery and crackers and stuff like that. You know, I just think parents don't have control. A lot of parents don't have control of their kids. Not the majority, of course, but they don't have control over their kids at home. It reflects in school. The teachers get fed up with it. But the teacher is there to teach. And the kids aren't really learning, even if the kid was well-behaved. The kids aren't learning what they're supposed to be learning.
But do you think the kids should be allowed to use a whip? Because I mean, it's a science experiment. No.
No.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree for that.
School is supposed to be a safe place where children go every day, whether it's amongst themselves or with the teachers. They shouldn't be disciplined in a physical way. With the teacher, and if they get into a fight but you know, it's a safe place for the kids to be.
But
there should be more communication between parents and faculty.
Right, but how is a whip? If they just crack a whip, how is that affecting students?
Get a gun and fire a blank. What's the difference?
It's the threat
of the violence. It's the threat of violence to make a child do something. You know, it's like what the mafia does. You know, if you don't pay me every week, I'm going to shoot you. If you don't do your homework, I'm going to crack this whip over your butt. You know, I just don't believe in it. I just don't believe in it because the grown-up doesn't know how to handle a situation.
Right. Well, I mean,
you know, they have a tough job. I get it. They have a tough job. I mean, I went through, you know, 12, 14 years of school. I know what teachers can go through. And you can't say it's worse now. I can't say it's worse now because there's more social media than there was 50 years ago when I was going through school. So, it is what it is.
Right. Well, I don't have a problem with it, but it wasn't my kid's class, so I wasn't there. So, but then it was,
you know, I wouldn't want anybody to judge their strength on my kid.
Well, nobody's judging your strength. They're just demonstrating the crack of a whip. Uh-huh. That's it.
Well,
it's still a threat.
I believe it's still a threat. Children don't need to be threatened with physical violence to straighten them out. If a teacher got to defend himself, if a student gets up and starts punching on him,
right? But
or her.
Because
didn't do his homework, and he told the teacher, "F you, you're going to crack a whip at him and threaten him." I don't believe in that.
Well,
I'm not sorry. How I feel?
Well, Okay, well, that's the way you feel. That's what makes 7-5 Radio what it is. Because I don't think there's a problem if it just, you know, if they say, all right, we're going to crack the whip and just make a sound. Because, no, as far as I know, no children were harmed physically in the
Slamming the door is the same thing. If a teacher is pissed off, she's going to slam a door. I don't think that's appropriate either. When the kid grows up and somebody pisses him off, he's going to crack a whip. That's how I look at it.
Other than certain adult novelty stores, where are you going to buy a leather whip these days? I mean,
leather shop.
other than that, like if I'm a science teacher, all right, I got to test the speed of sound. So I was like, all right, let me go down to Mike's novelty shop and put on my
you could take a towel and wrap it up real tight and wet the end. It does the same thing.
Oh, that's true. But we used to call them
rat tails.
Right.
We used to call them rat tails. Use a rat tail on some of the weaker students, you know, in the locker room or something. Just snap it and, you know, leave what would you call it? A mark, you know, on their back or on their shoulder or on their butt, you know, snap it at them. So, I mean, you know, I just don't like the idea. It's just the way I'm geared. I mean, I wouldn't do that to somebody else's kid. If somebody else's kid was pissing me off, I'd call his parents.
I might
crack the whip on his parents.
Right. But no kids were hired by cracking a whip. Yeah. I mean, most kids don't even know what a whip is.
Psychologically, you know, everybody's on medication or needs medication, or teachers think they need medication, or, you know, take them to school psychiatrist and all that crap. I don't believe none of that stuff. I believe you sit down with the parents and iron it out.
Right. Okay. Real quick, this week I found out that Snickers the dog has a Instagram account set up by our lovely spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. The dog has 11 more followers than me. Also, during this commercial, I looked at Danelle's Instagram account, and she took some beach photos from photographer Kevin Holmes, just out of this world. But my thing is, how does a dog have more followers on Instagram than me? I mean, I got a radio show. I work with some awesome people. But, I mean, it's an uber cute dog, but it's got more followers than me. But, you know, I'm housebroken, you know, almost. I don't know about the dog, but anyways, check us out. Walt, you got anything before the music starts playing?
Not really. Summer is upon us, and we're supposed to have one of the warmest, hottest summers that we've had in many years. I think they broke a record out in Arizona at 112. So, you know, just everybody be careful. I was out yesterday, and it was in the 90s, and I was doing a little bit of work, and I'm telling you, it was brutal out there. It was brutal out there. So be careful.
Right. And finally, don't leave your dogs in a hot car. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you,
you can
make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.